When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and I need a favor from our listenership right out of the box here because I thought I still had his phone number. I do not have his phone number any longer. Back in the day with at Twin Cities Gym, Dan Stock and Bob Truax owned the gym over right, pretty much right on the border of the Twin Cities. I think it might have been leaning St. Paul, but I'm not sure. It was right on the border. But I used to live over there with Hawk and Animal and a lot of guards from the St. Cloud State Prison, from Stillwater, from, you know, a lot of guys. And one of those guys at the time was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy named John Ault. And John was a great guy to lift with, unless you had to watch him lift because he made you look like a peanut whenever it... 6'7", 298 pounds, and holy Christ, could he move the metal, man. Oh, you get those guys. And he was not a roid guy either. There were some roid guys, it was like, okay, you're on roids. I understand how you can pick my house up and throw it across the street if you want. But, yeah, if anybody has John Ault's number, if you wouldn't mind giving him a call, if you know John, I'd love to talk to him today, just congratulate him. John Ault might be one of the nicest giants I've ever met. And he was gigantic, and his son's bigger than he is.
Oh, yeah. His son, when he stood up, he took up the entire camera shot. Like, they got the wide angle just to get the whole family in there. And then, you know, dad stands up, and, oh, he's big. And then the kid stands up, and it's like, where did everybody else go?
It's true.
That's my favorite, like, cut to those, where it's like, they'll announce a quarterback, and they'll announce a wide receiver, and they cut to him, and it's like, okay, they look like normal people. Mm-hmm. And then they cut to, like, a offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, and these guys are just buildings inside of their house, just sitting on the couch. They're just like, all right, sweet, can I take off this polo shirt, Mom?
So Joe's, like, what, 22? He's 22 years old, is that right?
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, probably right around there, 22.
So, I mean, congratulations to John Ault, man. I always enjoyed lifting weights with you. Just a really nice man. Really, really nice guy. And to see something like this happen, because John had a hell of a career. I'm going to save this one story, so if we can get a hold of him, because we'll get a good laugh out of it. But he complained about something to me one time, which I thought was hilarious. If we can find him, I hope we can find him at some point today, just to spend a minute or two talking to him, to congratulate him, and just a kid who deserves it from a dad who deserves it as well. Just wonderful people. So yesterday I get to watch the Twins fall behind. I figured they'd take 4 out of 4 from the White Sox because the White Sox are horrendous. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're going to lose Game 4. Nope. Come storming back. They won that one. Chicago might be the worst baseball team I've ever. What are they, like 3-20?
It's about that. Yeah, they're pretty bad. Oh. They're like historically bad.
Oh, my God. How can you be that bad? Seriously. And by the way, your stadium's in the south of Chicago. Are you trying to get shot?
They're probably like a month or two from getting ran out of town.
Rob.
Yeah, and the thing is, right now, like, I don't know if they could, if you sent them to play like the St. Paul Saints, the Twins AAA team, I don't think they could beat them either. It'd be pretty close.
I can't argue with you. I'd love to argue with you, but I just can't. I'm sorry, but boy, that team is terrible. But, you know, the Twins have come back. Now, they're what, a couple of games short of 500 now? Is that about where they are?
Yeah, they're, I think, two games shy. So, I mean, if they have a decent series against the Angels, they're right back around that 500. Maybe some guys get healthy here pretty soon. I know Duran, their flamethrower closer, is going to be back here within the next maybe week or two. He's kind of getting back to fully healthy. And then it's a matter of waiting and treading water until, like, Correa or a Royce Lewis is able to get back in the fold.
Right. I mean, that would be magnificent. And by the way, Jax is doing a hell of a job as a closer. You know, so to have two of them would be fantastic. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, like it's nice to only have to play eight innings, but if you have two decent closers, just win the first seven innings, then you can shut down eight, nine, you're set.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right, too. It's everything. There's no question about it. But, yeah, so luckily the Twins had a day game yesterday, which was a smart move. Well, it's getaway day for Chicago, so it's always going to be a day game, but it was nice that it was. And I do mean getaway day in their case, by the way. Get away from this hideous performance. But then I sat around, hung out with Jude, took Jude for a walk. He wanted to go for a long walk last night. He was all excited about that. But I get back. I'm hanging out. All of a sudden, it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Time to hop on TV. I'm watching the draft. Very predictable, although when... In your own head, when you predicted that five quarterbacks would be taken right out of the box, it's like, what? Jesus.
Yeah, I think that it was the, what was it, six in the first 12 picks, which has never, obviously never happened before. And then you get Atlanta surprising everybody and taking a quarterback that maybe the Vikings would have liked to take if he was around when we picked. But yeah, it was an entertaining draft, to say the least.
Oh, there's no question about it. Joe Alt was the only non-quarterback taken in the top five, which is kind of cool. Imagine him at quarterback. That'd be a big quarterback.
Yeah, that'd be insane. And I know the Cardinals took that wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's right.
So, but it was like a kind of poker for the Vikings because it was like that speculation of there's probably one guy left that you want to trade up for him. And credit to Kwesi. He stayed true to himself, and he kind of held out. They made one last move to kind of move up just one spot and grab J.J. McCarthy, but they didn't have to overpay really for him, which was nice.
Yeah, that's very, very true, by the way. And I think, maybe I'm wrong, but J.J. McCarthy looks shoulder to shoulder with those other quarterbacks to me. I mean, he only lost one game in his entire stand at Michigan, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a winner. That's for certain. Coming into a good situation, so it's... The cupboard is not bare by any stretch of the imagination, and so he should be able to come in really from day one or whenever he's ready and make an impact.
Well, we have to take a break. The cupboard might not be bare, but Phil Mackey is. He's going to do the show in the nude this morning, and he doesn't know that yet. But
he might be. I saw him last night at the Triple Daily Draft Party. The guy's an animal. He was getting wild.
Was he?
Yeah, it was a fun time. The crowd was into it. He was kind of feeding off the energy of the crowd. It was a great time.
Was he drinking the brain melt?
No, he was locked in. He said exclusively. I think I saw him have a LaCroix.
Yep.
Is that how you say it? LaCroix before the show. Otherwise, straight agua. H2O the rest of the way.
Straight agua. I like that. Straight agua works for me. We will take the break. There's going to be a lot of excitement over the draft today. There's no question about that. Twins winning four in a row. That's great as well. I mean, we'll get to other stuff. But it's going to be a lot of talk about, man, that team, both their draft choices were phenomenal, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of them. I mean, Turner's nothing wrong with him either.
No. Just, you know.
Every new year is a chance for a fresh start. And the most profitable start you can make in 2024 is to take advantage of the business opportunities in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls, South Dakota is a great town anyway. I love Sioux Falls. Make 2024 your year to discover the benefits of Sioux Falls. We're hearing from Minnesota companies considering expanding or relocating to the Sioux Falls area. Minnesota business people are excited about our short commutes, safe streets, and quality of life excellence. I think, I'm not sure about this, but we can ask, but I think Chris Eggert's daughter worked at a radio station in Sioux Falls. I think, but I'm not sure. We'll find out. In any case, Minnesota business people are excited about a short commute, safe streets, quality of life excellence. We've got the details at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. In Sioux Falls, you'll discover a friendly pro-business attitude, along with a productive, growing workforce, no personal or corporate state income tax. Let me say that again, no personal or corporate state income tax, low workers' comp rates, and a lot less red tape. You've got great people, affordable buildings, and sites ready and waiting for your expansion plans. It's an easy decision once you look at the advantages. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Visit SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Let's take a second, talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. I called Bielski four times yesterday and within about 15 minutes. Do you think he appreciated that? Probably not. You've heard me talking about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers. Well, you know your banker. They know you. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my friends at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their six Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Let's talk nothing but Twins this morning with Phil Mackey. What do you say?
Hey, they're on a roll. I got to say.
Four in a row.
It's very nice when your team is reeling and you're on the verge of your season being over. Just welcome the White Sox to town for a few games, and they are the antidote. Yes.
Phil, are they like 3-20, something like that, Chicago?
You're giving them too much credit, Tom. I think they're 3-22.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Or 3-21?
3-22.
3-22?
But they're only 15 games back from first. So
they're only— Dude, that's wild, man. That is 15 games out after 1 month.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough to take. It's not even a month, isn't it? About 3.5 weeks. It's almost a month. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. So, yeah, we have obviously the Twins looking a lot better. They're— what'd you say they were again, Tevin? They're like,
they're 11 and the Twins are 11 and 13.
They're back, baby. Yeah, they're back, baby. Twins are back.
We'll find out what the deal is. So, luckily, I talked to Judd about this yesterday, and he said, and by the way, Channel 5 showed your audience at the Fillmore, and man, they pulled a hell of an audience there,
dude. That was the most fun night of my career last night. That was— I'm sure you've had a million moments like this in your life doing this, but like, we literally had 1400 people sold out chanting Judd at one point.
Yeah, but you're not leaving off the get out part.
Get out, Judd. Go get away, out. Judd. Yeah, AJ was there last night running social media—
That's
clips,
what I heard.
Throwing them out on the different social platforms. But it was, we'll see what happens in 3 or 4 years. You really never know with young players, but just sort of based on what people thought about the prospects. So there's a website that tracks like the overall consensus football prospect rankings. It's called a consensus big board.
Right.
So it takes all the draft experts and puts all their rankings into a consensus. And the Vikings wound up getting the 8th and 9th best players in the draft with the 10th and 17th picks. They got the best edge rusher, and they got one of the best quarterbacks who's going to wind up having to just maybe sit for a little bit in a really good offensive system.
Yep.
It was on paper. Now, we'll see in like 4 years, but on paper, it was a great night for the Vikings last night.
You know, the amazing thing about that is I hit the sack last night at 9:45, at 8:45 Minnesota time, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't know who their second pick was when I woke up this morning. Yeah. When I found out it was Turner, I was like, how the hell did they pull that off? That's a great draft so far.
It is. And think about like, the chatter going into the draft was because they had the two first-round picks. They had the 11 and they had the 23.
Right.
And the chatter was for them to get a quarterback that they want and need, they're going to have to trade up the board and give up their second first round pick and maybe right. give up a first round pick in 2025. Mm-hmm. So to wind up basically having JJ McCarthy sort of fall to you, they called a couple bluffs, like the Giants were bluffing that maybe they were going to take it. That's the fun part of this is like, okay, do you jump up? Do you trade the farm to jump above a team, or is that team bluffing and you can sit and wait? And the Vikings sat patiently. JJ McCarthy kind of falls closer to them. Right. They traded up one spot, but then they keep their other first round pick. They keep their 2025 first round pick. They traded a bunch of like mid round picks to maneuver.
Right.
And I mean the two most important positions in football in 2024 are the quarterback and then the guy on the other side that can terrorize the other team's quarterback.
Yep.
And they drafted both of those positions last night.
I couldn't believe it, Phil. I thought, first of all, in my mind, and I'm not just saying this because we took him, because they were always talking about JJ McCarthy being their pick and, you know, the rest of it. They kind of figured that's where it'd fall. I don't see him being much lower than the number one pick. I mean, he's a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He is. So the knock on him, if you will, is that he played for this monster Michigan program. They were leading by 6 touchdowns every week, and they ran the ball for 250 yards because they could just run it down teams' throats.
Yep.
And he didn't need to. They didn't really ask him to make as many throws or carry the team. This happens with Alabama quarterbacks a lot, where Alabama's up 63-10 on somebody, and their quarterback looks pretty good. But then when you get to the NFL, and every game is close, and you have to throw the ball 40 times, so there is a little projection. If you're going to ask him to carry the load and throw the ball 35, 40 times, but a bunch of smarter people than me who break down film and do this for a living have said, even in the smaller sample size, everything he does is NFL Sunday ready. Yes. His leadership is NFL Sunday ready. So, yeah, man.
Did you guys watch the highlight film of him last night of JJ McCarthy?
Celebrating? Yeah.
No, the plays on the field, that boy can throw the ball backwards. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, there's the one clip where, like, it's a pass over the middle between, like, two defenders in a super tight window. And, yeah, I mean, but that's like when you talk about an NFL Sunday throw, some of these quarterbacks in college, and there's a couple that got drafted above JJ McCarthy, they put up 4,000 yards, but it's like a tricked up system, and it's a bunch of throws that you'll never be able to make in the NFL. So.
Right. I like it, man. I have no problem ending up with J.J. McCarthy. I thought he was shoulder to shoulder with the rest of them anyway. Devin, A.J., what do you think?
Yeah, I like the pick. It wasn't, you know, when you go into the day thinking we can potentially get, you know, Drake May if we trade up, I think it stings a little bit not getting him, but J.J. is a safe pick. He can make all the throws. We just got to figure out if he can take us to the next level, which is the one thing Kirk wasn't able to do. So I think worst case scenario, he'll be just fine.
Yeah, and it feels like, in hindsight, it was a little silly to think that they could have gotten up to that maybe three position for Drake May, just given everything that we know now. But considering people were saying they're going to have to go up to 5, they're going to have to go up to 4 to get a J.J. McCarthy, you settle at 10. Right. That seems like a bargain of a deal for a guy that probably is your franchise guy for the next 5 to 10 years.
I hope so. I'm all for it, man. Their draft so far has been brilliant as far as I'm concerned. Those two guys are phenomenal.
Did you see you may have seen this. You went to bed during the first round, but Tevin mentioned Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Yep.
So we for people that didn't see this last night, the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year contract with like $100 million guaranteed. Ugh. And then they drafted a quarterback with the 8th overall pick without telling Kirk.
I know.
His agent, someone got a hold of his agent, and they said, we're blindsided by this. We were shocked. We did not see this coming. Apparently, Kirk is very disappointed. Yeah. The honeymoon lasted 6 weeks with Kirk in Atlanta. And as I said last night to our draft party crowd, it took the Falcons 6 weeks to figure out what it took the Vikings 6 years to figure out, which is... We probably need a younger quarterback in here just in case Kirk ain't the guy.
I told you, I ran into Kirk Cousins once at a restaurant in Florida, and I couldn't believe how tiny he is.
Yeah.
He's like a stick man. He has no muscle at all. I mean, it's true, isn't it? You know him. You've probably been in the locker when he's nude, you know, checking him out.
Yes, I seek that out. Yeah, really. I was hoping that.
What restaurant
was it? Was it a pizza ranch?
It was called the Breakers Hotel, which...
Okay.
One thing I got to tell you about the Breakers Hotel, which I just love, is Catherine and I got so lucky. We do not belong there, and there's no question. But 27 years ago, I wanted to play a round of golf, and I had a couple friends that belonged there. So we joined. It was $23,000 to join, which is about how much a country club is or was back then. It's now probably in the mid-30s to $150,000 or whatever, something like that. So we joined 27 years ago for $23,000. The fee now to join there is $550,000.
What? What do you all get for that? We're going to plop down $500,000 to be members here.
Yeah.
Do I still have to pay greens fees? Like, what do I all get with that?
You don't pay any greens fees, no. You get one of the most beautiful ocean views you will ever see. Have you ever been to the Breakers Hotel?
No.
Oh, my. Well, first of all, every time I go there, Robert Kraft is at the bar.
Wow. Hold on. So it's called the Breakers Hotel? I was going to Google this.
Yeah, get
in Palm Beach, right?
On Palm Beach Island.
Yeah. Yeah. For $500,000, I don't want to have to go get the golf ball that I just shanked into the woods.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, do they give you a caddy, right? You can just...
You can get a caddy. It's the oldest golf course, and it was the very first golf course built in Florida. 1896, I think it was built, something like that.
Oh, you can book a night? Can you book a night if you're not a member?
Yeah, for about $5,000.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the prices right now.
And if you are a member, do you get free hotel rooms?
No, you do not.
Oh, there's free Wi-Fi. There's free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So you get that.
Wi-Fi, yes, thank absolutely.
God. Is there Technicolor television, too? It's great.
The great part of that, and the only reason I brought up that we're members there is because we've been there for almost 30 years, and it costs us next to nothing to join, and it's been a wonderful experience. They're very, very nice people, all the rest of it. There was a guy that came in, and I didn't find this out from the staff. I found it out from another member who sticks his nose in everything. There was a guy offered him $1 million to join, and they said no.
What?
Yes.
Because they could just reject you if you don't.
No,
they don't like you.
No.
We don't have any openings right now. Get back to us.
Seats taken.
Have anybody got a picture of the hotel that could pop up on the screen?
I do, yeah. I'm trying to describe it to the audience. It looks like a castle. Yeah, it legitimately looks like a castle.
It does. It's immaculate.
The interior has all this gold, what is it called? Gilding or gelding? What the hell? Gilding?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think it's...
If they could build that building for under $1 billion, $2 billion, $3-4 billion now, I'd be shocked.
Yeah. So there's been a couple major fires going back to the Breakers caught fire in the early 1900s, and then again in 1925 because apparently an electric curling iron had been left on in a room occupied by the wife of the mayor of Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, let me just point this out. The reason we joined the Breakers is there's a Breakers West. It's a complex, right? I would like to point out that Catherine and I, not only did we join the golf course for $23,000, which is pretty much what it was for everything back then, the house we bought was $225,000. I just want you to know we didn't buy some $5 billion house.
Dude, I love that, man. I think, you know, if that's... Keep the house purchase modest and then go splurge on your fun activities.
Can I clarify? Is this for the YouTube audience watching right now? Is this the place you're talking about here?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. That's it. That's immaculate.
It is. You should see the interior. It is Hey, why did that? Okay. Did you choose that picture on purpose?
That was the only one I could download for this.
No, you're lying, because that's a pond I put about 15 balls in.
So you can actually see 15 of Tom's golf balls.
Yeah, I can see them right in the bottom. There you go.
I think there's Tom's 9 irons in there, too. You got mad one time.
Yeah, in two pieces.
Just toss it away. But, I mean, that's the luck. You talk about the luck of this. Oh, and by the way, we were talking about that because the management there is just really, really nice and all the rest of it. There's a guy there, and he's probably about 85 years old. He goes, how much did you pay to get in? I said, $23,000. He goes, I only paid $8,000.
Oh, so he Oh, so he was in that room in 1925 that burned down.
I guess so, yeah. He was in attendance. He paid $8,000 to get in. It's now $550.
It looks a little like the Shining Hotel, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it does.
That picture I showed was incredible. Very deceiving. Look how big this thing is.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. Yeah.
It's a complex.
Look at that ocean front. I mean, that's one of the things you can't believe, that ocean front and how beautiful it is. It's stunning.
Is it haunted?
Not that I know. Well, when I'm there, it is.
I bet it's haunted. It's early 1900s buildings. Guaranteed to be haunted.
1,000% haunted.
You know, yeah. Make it around that tree on the third hole.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm looking at my screen right now, and I see Tevin and Phil and AJ, and reading your eyes, I'm going to get a call. Say, Tom, I'm going to be in that area sometime in May, and if I could come by...
How does that work if, like, the three of us happen to just be in Florida and are looking for a place to stay? Do you have, like, a membership number that we can jot down?
Yes. Yes, we do. You want to see my membership number?
Yeah, just put it up on the screen here. Yeah. Oh, there it is. And
number one.
And is said membership transferable? Can we just transfer that discounted membership onto somebody else? Yeah.
Yeah. I will have to ask my wife that, because she's a member. I think she was the one that joined, actually, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Is it like TOD? Tom, why don't you drink this little coffee concoction I put together here and go to sleep?
Oh, it's. I wonder what the most expensive golf course in the United... Oh, I got to believe that. It's got to be Augusta, I would think.
Yeah.
See, I knew a couple of members there. They're no longer with us, but that's got to be well over $1 million to join now.
So most expensive, if I Google most expensive country club.
Yes.
Country club.
Hold it's going to be interesting.
This is wildly entertaining content. Phil Googling things for the audience here.
I like it.
Okay. Forbes has a top 25 most exclusive. Here we go. There's another one. Reliabills.com.
Okay.
Top 10 most expensive country clubs. The Yellowstone Club in Montana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a spendy one.
So,
it's all actors.
Okay.
It's all Hollywood people.
The initiation fee, what is that? Is that the annual fee, or what's the initiation?
No, that's to join.
Okay, okay. But so that's a one-time fee?
One-time fee.
$300,000.
That's
and
old?
Then the annual dues are $36,000.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty
reasonable.
Good for there's billionaire after billionaire lives in Yellowstone.
Well, okay, so Augusta is sixth on the list, and it's invitation-only initiation fee. So
that's correct.
It's like unlisted, so it should probably be number one, right?
I've got one for,
I've
got one for the people that don't have a country club membership. It's Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas. In order to play there, you have to be staying at an MGM hotel, take an MGM-owned limo to and from the course, and the single round rate for 18 holes is $1,000 per player.
Yeah.
Not including cart fees.
You know, I really wish you hadn't told me that, because I was a guest of someone there one time about 10 years ago. I did not realize it cost them $1,000.
They invited you?
Yes.
Tom picked up the seltzer waters over lunch.
Well, let me tell you something. When soon as he said Shadow Creek, there are two Shadow Creeks I know. There's one in Florida, which is phenomenal. But that Shadow Creek in Vegas, oh my God, is that place unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's like you're not even on the same planet anymore when you go to these places. You know?
What's funny is the listing says, like, it's a $1,000 greens fee. You must be staying at an MGM property. You must take a limo to and from. But it says not including the cart fee?
Cart fee.
Is that sorry, where you draw the line? You take your limo, you stay at the MGM penthouse, you take your limo, you pay $1,000. Like, so that'll be a $200 cart fee. Whoa! Okay. Way too rich for my blood.
Right. I don't have to put up with this over at the Breakers Hotel. They cover the cart fees.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll close with this because it's very, very important. I do not live on Palm Beach Island. And there's a reason I do not live on Palm Beach Island. Catherine and I live across the... it's about a mile away, something like that. It's just across the intercoastal. I mean, I love where we live, don't get me wrong, all the rest of it. On Palm Beach Island, there are 44 families that have something in common. What is that? 44 families on Palm Beach Island.
Net worth of at least 9 figures.
Yes, $1 billion.
So 10 figures, okay.
$1 billion. And some of them are worth a hell of a lot more than $1 billion out there. Seriously, you see things when you go over there that you can't believe. It's like there's some 16, 17-year-old kid driving a $700,000 Rolls Royce. Jeez. Like, what the
And isn't there just like when, you know, when you go to like Stillwater, you go to, you know, yeah, like the St. Croix River, and you drive through Stillwater, and there's some big boats that are docked over at, is it the Sunnyside Dock or whatever, right?
Yep.
Aren't there just like gigantic yachts just up and down the shoreline in some of these areas in West Palm?
That is correct. What's his name that owns the Dallas Mavericks again?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban just sold his yacht to the former CEO of Sears. Now, is Sears even around anymore?
I
think they still kind of exist, right?
Yeah. Kind of.
They stayed in the catalog business a little too long, I feel like.
You might be right about that. And they stole that idea anyway from another guy. Montgomery Ward invented the catalog. Did you know that?
No.
But in any case, Mark Cuban sold his yacht to the former CEO of Sears for $300 million.
What?
I mean, this is the kind of money we're talking. You think you're a big deal because you're making some pretty decent money? Well, you are. But not compared to these people, I'll tell you.
How do you even like value a yacht at that size? Right? There's only a handful of people that would even attempt to buy it. You just throw a price out, right?
It's four stories tall, like house stories. It's four stories tall.
Yeah,
and it's got to be a couple hundred feet long. Is that long enough? I don't even know.
Dude, I mean,
it's just the money when you. If you think you're a big deal, let's say you even make $1 million a year. Yeah. If you think you're a big deal, you're kidding yourself because you ain't nothing compared to these people.
No, not in that area. No.
Jesus. And is it true that Mark Cuban made most of his money because he sold the term broadcast on the internet?
I believe he owned like radio.com or so. He was
something like that. Yeah.
He was a pioneer of online streaming radio and audio in the late 90s and some other tech startups. And then, he bought into the Mavericks when he was in his 30s, like in the early 2000s or late 90s. I think he sold his majority Maverick stake he made multiple billions of dollars in valuation over the, you know, two decades he's been majority owner. So
unbelievable.
He's doing pretty well.
I'm really glad we talked about this. So now I feel like a worthless piece of shit this morning comparing myself to these people. But it's like, oh my.
There's God. Always a bigger house. There's always a bigger car. Always somebody doing better than you.
Well, look at Elon Musk. He had $220 billion about a year ago, and now he's got about $170 billion. He's lost $50 billion in the last year. How would you like to lose $1 billion a week?
And still be pretty good.
And still,
still be doing pretty fine.
Exactly. I still have a rocket that goes into space. Oh, okay. Well, but I think the one thing, even talking about this, it's interesting to us because we could never afford these things. There's no question about that. Not even close. But I think it also shows you that, you know, you got a pretty damn good life. You don't have that good a life, but you got a pretty good life.
Yeah, because we got J.J. McCarthy, Dallas Turner,
absolutely,
a four-game Twins winning streak, and Wolves in four. That's what we have around.
My hands up. I'm voting for you. That's all I have to say. All right, Phil. Thanks, by the way, for, you know, promoting the show on stage last night. Everybody cheered. I heard about that, so I appreciate it.
We did five different Tom Bernard Show skull chants.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah. Let me hold my breath the next time I see you do that. We'll talk to you next Monday.
See you guys.
Thanks a lot. Phil Mackey, ladies and gentlemen, Score North. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. You guys like talking about stuff like that, or does it make you feel worse about yourself?
I kind of live in a fantasy world at times, so it's fun because I can put myself in like a. Do you ever shop for like, you know, the mansion for me? Like,
yep, right.
And then it's
on
like
Zillow,
oh,
checking them out.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's fun. It's fun fantasies.
Rush Limbaugh bought a house, I believe, for $3.5 million on Palm Beach Island.
Yep.
Bought the house for $3.5 million. One of the was it Connor Lauder? I think his name is Estee Lauder's son or grandson, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bought it for $120 million.
Wow.
He bought it for $3.5 million. His family sold it for $120 million. Jeez. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nice return. It's a nice
return. Pretty good return. Can you even imagine? I think 220 dollars in my wallet right now, and we're talking about $300 billion here. Jesus. Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Yeah.
220. richest man in the world now is because he came up with Amazon. Really? It was a book selling website. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And look what it is now. I think I spend like a billionaire on Amazon. I'll tell you that, man. I buy a lot of stuff. All right, we'll take a break. Now I feel sad about it. I'm never going to be that wealthy. Well, neither 99.99% of people, so calm down.
You're young. There's still time.
Uh-huh. K&L Surplus and Ammo. Lionel Lakes, my choice for firearms and ammunition. Jim, the owner, is one of the most knowledgeable people in the business and is great getting you into the right firearm. And that, by the way, is very, very important. The right firearm, Jim knows what that is, and it fits your needs perfectly. Whatever he says, he knows what he's talking about. K&L Surplus and Ammo also works with local groups on raffles and auction fundraisers. If your group has a fundraiser coming up, to make sure to call Jim at K&L. Their number is 763-757-2614. He can put together a great package for your event and help you raise more money. K&L Surplus and Ammo's on Lake Drive in Lionel Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can reach them by phone at 763-757-2614, or you can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. But you got to use promo code Tom. I've been talking about that. It's a very, very big deal. Use promo code Tom. You get free shipping on your entire order, so you benefit greatly just by mentioning my name. How nice is that? Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98, and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Matter of fact, everything is on sale. They have brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as bath towels. We're talking about towels that actually do absorb, which is a really good thing. They have dog beds, blankets, they have couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom, and you get free shipping. Yes, I said free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com, and please do use promo code Tom.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Hagert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Mr. Hagert, are you a football fan?
I am.
Viking fan?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
well, South Dakota.
Yeah, we am. That's all we had.
That's what do you mean? It's all you had? Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs just beneath you.
No. 90% of South Dakotans follow Minnesota sports teams. Out west in like Rapid City,
yeah,
there's always some people Denver, yep. But for the most part, it's we're just as suffering purple and gold fans over there as everybody here. That's for sure.
I got to say this again, and I'm very, very serious about it. I love South Dakota because it was part of my territory when I was at Capitol Records. So yeah. I traveled there all the time. What a lovely state that is.
I've lived away from there now longer than I lived. Well, actually,
really?
For quite some time. Yeah. So I do love going back, although unfortunately it's not as often as it should be, but I like the wide open space of it. And there's a beauty in that. Not everybody gets it, but there's definitely gorgeous. A beauty in that where you can, I mean, Tevin, you know, from them drives up to Fargo, where you can look and you can see, you know, you can't even see the horizon and it's just flat. And I think it's pretty. So
I'll be honest with you. When I lived in Fargo and Grand Forks, I loved North Dakota. I thought it was good. Yeah. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin's wonderful. Iowa. I loved all that territory. No, what's the name of that river that runs north to south about right in the middle of South Dakota?
Missouri.
No, it's not the Missouri. It starts with a C. It's not. It's like the, what the hell's the name of that? The Champagne River or something like that. I don't know what the hell it is, but it.
Well, there's a Cheyenne River out west, but yeah. And then there's the James River, sort of, and the Big Sioux River, which part of that is the border. Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but my God, you take that drive from Sioux Falls over to Rapid City. That's what a great drive.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Chamberlain because that's
Chamberlain.
Chamberlain's the city there, but it's the Missouri River.
Oh, I thought it was called the Chamberlain River right there, too. But it just goes through Chamberlain.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you think the Vikings are Vikings fans happy with the JJ McCarthy thing? What are your guys's?
Look, I mean, I will say two words and then Tevin and AJ can jump in here and talk more about this. But if you don't think that draft was phenomenal, you got your head up your ass. Both those guys are fantastic.
I mean, it's always phenomenal today, but it was phenomenal with Johnny Manziel too, right? Like,
yeah,
the percentages of those guys who get drafted high and are the ones who turn into the next big thing. Like it's always a big gamble. I didn't have any big, you know, personal thoughts on JJ McCarthy versus May versus some of the other guys, but or Penix. And, but I know McCarthy's a winner and I watched him play when they played the Gophers this year and absolutely just dismantled them.
Oh God, that was a close one, wasn't it?
I mean, the dude's a winner. He looks like he's about 12.
Yes,
that was
he
the
does.
Craziest thing to me. I was like, oh my God.
He does.
It's a tiny little boy, but we'll see.
He's a little fella. It was, I'm telling you, I went to bed after the first round because, you know, I went to bed at 9:45 Eastern time. So I didn't even know they got Turner. And I find out this morning they got Turner. I was like, oh, my God. This, in my opinion, maybe the best first couple of rounds in a long, long time, maybe ever for the Vikings.
Did you see Turner's glasses, his swag? He's got some good. some people are, like, busting on him. I'm like, oh, hell no. That kid's got some swagger. I like it.
Don't bust on him. The kid, he's 21?
I don't know, but who cares? Like I like a defensive player like that who's got some drip and who, you know, like, I like it.
One thing that people need to understand, that I was taught this many years ago by professional football players, is when you got a guy like Turner and a guy like TJ, they get better because of each other in practice. Because they're both so good at what they do, they both improve on defense and offense playing against each other in practice.
Sure.
That makes total sense to me.
Well, listen, don't kid yourself. Every one of those dudes is the most competitive. That, you know, these guys were the best players in their high schools. They were the most competitive in their conferences. They, you know, same thing in college. Like, you know, to get to that level, these dudes want to win. So
no question. In Minnesota's own John Alt's son, Joe Alt, taking fifth overall, man.
That's pretty cool. Seeing a big man going that high. Absolutely.
John is an old friend. I haven't seen John in years. I thought I still had his phone number, but I do not have it. But, I wish I could get a hold of John and congratulate him, because John Alt is one of the nicest Giants I've ever met.
Nice.
And he is a Giant, by the way. I will tell you that. You think you're a big fella? No. No, you're not.
I got an old lineman in my house, and I can attest to them generally being, like, very, very even-keeled, nice fellas. With the ability, kind of like big dogs, you know, like St. Bernards and stuff, like they're always like the nicest dogs until they're not. And then they could just in one, with one bat, they could, you know, just kill you, but they don't generally. So,
well, that's a good thing that they don't generally kill
Great
you.
Great Danes. Nice. Just think of all those like big giant dog breeds. So anyway, that's funny.
I understand that. And by the way, thanks for bringing that up, because about, well, not as much as it used to, because I don't travel as much as I used to, but I would show up. I have a reservation. Okay, what's the reservation? Tom Barnard. Okay, I got it. Okay. Tom St. Bernard. I don't have that. I said, no, it's Bernard. It's not St. Bernard.
I bet your whole freaking life, right?
My whole life, I've been Thomas St. Bernard.
I'm sure. God. Let's put a freaking barrel around your neck and send you up in the mountains or something.
Exactly right.
Change your name to Beethoven.
Beethoven. Ooh, yeah, Beethoven. That's a good one. So anything in the news we should schmooze about?
Yeah, I was going to let you guys know this was a big St. Paul police did make an arrest. There was like a random break-in and sexual assault in the Mac Groven neighborhood that happened a couple weeks ago. And they did find the person and arrest the person, which is good because this was back on April 15th. Like random, nice neighborhood, like the whole bit. So they got the person. I thought it was interesting that City of Minneapolis, and I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but City of Minneapolis passed an ordinance raising the price on a pack of cigarettes even higher. You guys have any guesses how much you'll have to pay for a pack of cigarettes in Minneapolis now?
Isn't it 15 flat minimum?
15 minimum.
Minimum. Jeez.
And I'm not a smoker, but I had to look up in the average price in the state of Minnesota is right around $9 as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and there are statistics that show the higher the price goes up, you do price out. Mm-hmm. X amount of people from smoking.
No question. Which is good, I suppose.
But I don't know. I just think it's one of those things where it's just going to be a tax on people who don't have any money because people who are going to smoke are going to smoke. And now they're going to pay $15. And I don't know.
That's more than 1 hour's work for a lot of people too, which is crazy.
That's what I mean. I get the argument and I get, you know, trying something, but I just feel like it's going to disproportionately impact people who, you know, are going to smoke anyway, and then they've got to pay that amount of money. But I guess we'll see what happens.
We will close with this information. How much would it cost Rod Serling to smoke at his rate today?
Oh, well, I mean, did he really smoke that much, or was that for the theatrics of the show?
4 packs a day.
Really?
And so did Johnny Carson. 4 packs.
I knew
$60 a day to smoke. It's like, holy God.
Damn.
And we'll close with this one. I quit smoking when I was 21. I didn't really ever smoke. I French inhaled, which means it never got it into my lungs in the first place. It went up my nose and out my mouth.
Yeah.
Which is still stupid. Don't do that. Right. But pack of larks at the Merwin Drugstore in North Minneapolis, 31 cents. It's, what, 45 times more expensive now?
That's insane.
45 times more expensive. It's just
unbelievable. Yeah, people are still, like, to my point, like, people are still doing it too, right? Like, think about how much more expensive it's gotten. But
okay, now I changed my mind. Now I'll close with this. My mother was a smoker her whole life, did not die of lung cancer, died at 87 years old. I would watch her as a kid. She'd be on the phone, you know, with the old thing, speaker thing up to your face.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take a pull on her Pall Mall. And then when she talked, smoke would come out for about 37, 38 minutes. It's like, Jesus, how much smoke did you get off of that cigarette? It's like, yeah, I was talking to the guy yesterday and and smoke just billowing out of her yapper. It was unbelievable.
One of my buddies smokes when he golfs, and he's the funniest thing because he'll put the thing, will be like stuck on his freaking lip, like just hanging there, and he can like full tee off without, and it's still sitting there, and it just gets done and like goes on with it. I'm oddly amazed by how somebody can pull that off.
I'm telling you, I'm right there with you, man. All right, you got to get on the air, so get the hell out of here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Eggert, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Sanny will join us.
Yeah.
Do we want to let him join us, or should we just blow him off?
I think we let him join us, and I'm going to call it now. He's in a great mood because he was a huge J.J. McCarthy fan. So
He's going to have a grief with how they traded up for Turner, though. They paid too much. Yeah. Ah.
They did not pay too much. By
he's
the way.
Flipping me off.
All right, we better get moving here. We got to get Bob on the air. No question about it. Hi, Tom Bernard here for Livia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a jump on summer. You could lose up to 20 pounds and more, or more, I should say, in your first 8 weeks. And by the way, so far I have lost now, I think, 18 pounds. Was it? Because I lost 10 pounds and I lost 3 pounds. And so I lost 2 pounds. Well, I don't know. I might lose a little more in a couple of pounds, but it's going to be a couple of pounds a week now. So I've lost 15 pounds my first 3 weeks. You could do it easily, no question. When you join Livia, you'll receive a personalized and doctor-recommended program that's very, very important because it's tailored to your unique needs, goals, and lifestyle, which helps you stay on the diet. Livia's amazing team of registered dietitians and nutritionists will guide you every step of the way. Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. So here's the deal. As I said, I've lost about 15 pounds now, right in that general area, kind of 10, 3, and 2. And it might be more than that on Monday. I don't know. We'll see. But it'll probably be around 2 pounds this week. So, yeah, it's really working well for me. I feel great. My walking, even though Catherine's out of town, Jude and I go for walks, and then I just kind of walk around the hallways and do stuff. The walking is very important for me. I'm starting GLP-1 next week. Matter of fact, you can join Livia today. Get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Very, very safe. Like I said, shoulder to shoulder. We're going on them next week. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Start your weight loss journey now and get a jump on summer the Livia way.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Only Sandy would blow his nose live on the air.
I didn't know that came through.
It didn't on our end, so don't worry about it.
It did in my headphones, I'll tell you that. So if it didn't come through, it's still... Honestly, I'm sitting here, and I'm checking the log, and all of a sudden I hear this.
I wanted to honk it out.
You honked it out, Bob. Yeah. All right, Bob, we're going to throw this at you. You probably know this already, but I consider it one of the Vikings so far, one of the best drafts they've ever had. They've taken a quarterback in the top 10.
Nope.
Or the top of their picks, correct?
That is correct. So it was the top for that. And yep. AJ, you are incorrect. Because I have been very critical of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. I thought he did a horrible first draft last year.
It was terrible.
Jordan Addison, to me, was a no-brainer. Anyone could have made that pick. This was impressive what he did.
It was.
He laid back, and he waited until the 10th pick because he, and it's legitimately a concern that maybe Denver would try leapfrogging or maybe the Raiders would. So they made a deal to get McCarthy, who I have liked all along. I think he's going to be terrific for him. He's the youngest one of those quarterbacks.
Yep.
So he's still learning. And if Sam Darnold can put together a decent season, give him 1 year to sit, that's what a guy named Patrick Mahomes had. You learn the league for a year, you get to see what's going on, and then you take over. And the Dallas Turner move really was impressive.
Amazing.
They're sitting at 23, and they saw, unheard of, by the way, 14 picks in a row, the top 14 all offensive players. So you knew good defensive players would be there. I mean, Dallas Turner was considered the best defensive player on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So to move up and get him, that was huge. I mean, he's a double-digit, easily double-digit sack guy every year as an edge rusher. Because they had to get him a little beef on him. I'm sorry, a little more beef on him maybe.
No, you're absolutely right. I interrupted you. It's my fault. You got the best defensive player in the draft. You got a quarterback who lost one game in his college career.
27-1.
That's pretty damn good, man. I'd go with that.
And I do believe that he would have been considered maybe right up there with Caleb Williams if he had been in a throwing offense. He wasn't.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Ran the heck out of the ball because they were winning games by so much. Watch footage of him. He can throw.
Oh, yes.
Not an issue at all.
He can throw on the run. Amazing. Yes.
His completion percentage running to the left and right is close to 70%.
Yep.
Better than these other quarterbacks. No, it is. If you're a Vikings fan, you should be thrilled about what happened. And tonight, go to a movie because there's no picks for the Vikings unless they figure something out. They got nothing really to trade to get back into the second or third round.
Bob, when are you going to talk to Chuck Foreman?
Well, I talked to him yesterday. I'll talk to him again next week.
Because you haven't talked to him since the draft.
No.
He was at a draft party. I would love to hear Chuck Foreman's take on this because Chuck Foreman is still maybe my favorite football player of all time, not only as a football player but as a human being. I love Chuck Foreman, and I would love to hear what he has to say.
Well, I'll give one of your lads his number if you want to give him a ring.
Chuck. Well, you know what? After the draft is complete next week, well, I would love that. I'm trying to get a hold of John Ault because John and I used to lift weights together, and now Joe Ault goes number 5 in the draft, man. I thought I had John's number, but I do not. I haven't seen John in years now.
You know what's funny? When you saw Joe Ault help his dad out of the chair.
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, John's only like 60 years old. He's not like he's an old man. But
well, he was in a low chair, and sucked him in.
God, no, I have to get a hold of John just to make fun of him. Joe, help me out of my chair.
Tom, Now, this is an old number because actually this goes back to when Mark was around, his other kid. Send you the number that I had for
send it to
John
one of them because it wouldn't do me any good on this end anyway. But send it to either Tevin or AJ. That'd be great.
All right.
I don't have a whole lot of time to have them on anymore. I'd love to.
I think I got both of your numbers.
Magnificent. Bob, I'm telling you, I went to bed last night a little before 10 o'clock Eastern time. So I was not awake for the second pick. And I mean, my God, when I found out who it was this morning, I'm like, they had the best draft I think I have ever seen them have. Would you agree with that?
Well, actually, I think if you went back to the 67 draft, when in order in the first round, they took Clinton Jones, Gene Washington, and a fellow named Alan Page.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
That's a pretty good one. Although I will say,
yes,
it was better than when they took in the first round Dante Culpepper and Demetrius Underwood.
Oh, God.
The guy who lasted one practice. He came in the morning, was gone by, didn't even stick around for lunch. He hitchhiked back to Minneapolis.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Honest to God, what are you going
to
do?
To start out with two guys like that, it was good. And again, kudos to Kwesi, which I've never said before and may never say again.
No, I got to agree with you, man. Kwesi did a hell of a job. I was absolutely shocked when I saw they got Turner this morning. I was like, he had to be the best defensive player in the draft, wasn't he?
Yes, he was considered that. Now, here's what's interesting. Maybe it took Kwesi feeling some heat and being worried for his job. He didn't care if he's trading picks. for next year. And maybe one of the Wills pulled him aside and said, get off your ass and do something good for this team.
Sounds good to me. Get off your ass. Works.
Whatever it was, he made two bold and good moves for your Vikings.
I get that call every month from Jenny Hubbard. Tom, get off your ass. Let's go. You know, so, you know, the ownership does that.
Yeah. And it fires you up a little bit, pisses you off maybe, but fires other people up.
It doesn't piss me off. I mean, I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Any closing words, Sandy? I loved it. That's all I can say.
No, and that's a good way to remember it. It was a good night last night. And you know what? For people who, there's a lot of people who like, I don't know why, but they liked Drake May or they wanted other things to happen. Right. The fact that they did not have to move up more than one pick and cost them both those picks was terrific. And the key, I think, for them was the Giants taking Malik Nabers. Because once they did that, well, I would say they knew another quarterback wasn't going, but then the Falcons did the odd thing and picked Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, what was that? Well, they even criticized that on the network last night.
That makes no sense.
I agree.
I mean, you just bring in Kirk Cousins, and now you bring in the guy to replace him. I didn't understand that one. I don't really. I mean, if you are the Falcons, why not have dropped back a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and pick up some more capital because he would have been available to you because the Vikings. Now, I had heard that the Vikings really liked that they did like Penix. I don't know if it was Penix and McCarthy were both available that they would have taken McCarthy. I hope they would have. I mean, the thing is, you got a guy in Penix. We've saw what happens when he had a running quarterback like Josh Dobbs, a guy with mobility. Yeah. And also he's dealing with a left-handed quarterback. So, I mean, Kevin O'Connell has not shown me that he can adapt to any quarterback. He wants the quarterback to adapt to his offense.
Yes.
That's a little Denny Green of him, which, you know, I didn't like Denny, too. I mean, he had to fit his mold and not – he didn't build around what he had.
God, you just gave me a great mental memory. Thank you so much.
And the Sunshine Band?
That had something to do with the Sunshine Band. Cookhouse up on the fourth floor of the Lumber Exchange buildings where I recorded almost all my commercials. There on the 28th floor of the Fauché Tower, recorded tons of commercials, all kinds of stuff. As a matter of fact, we're not going to probably talk much about sports, so I'll close with this. My favorite memory of John Alton, I hope I can get a hold of him, because we used to lift weights with Hawk and Animal and, you know, Bob Truex and Dan Stock owned the gym, Twin City Gym and all the rest of it. After the season, this is many years ago, and John Alt is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And he goes, Tom, I got to be honest with you. I get sick to death of hearing you at every game because I used to be the stadium announcer for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Arrowhead Stadium, the game today. I would record that, send it to him, and then they'd play it. He said, I'm getting so sick of hearing you before every game. It's like, gee, thanks, John. Oh, God. Those were the days, man. That's all I gotta say. Those were the days.
I got to throw one thing in because I heard when you were talking before in the earlier segment, four packs a day, you'd mentioned someone. John Wayne, five packs a day.
Oh.
And he did a print ad for Camel cigarettes in the 50s. Oh. The big line, not a single case of throat irritation. Yes, they didn't get into the throat cancer, though. Or the lung cancer that took him deep. They were blaming it on like where they made a movie where there was like radiation from a test bomb.
Yeah.
I got a feeling those five packs a day had something to do with his lung cancer.
Do you remember when he appeared? I believe it was at the Oscars. And they stuffed his suit full of towels so he could fill it out. His suit, he'd gotten so rail thin that his suit didn't fit anymore.
You know what, though? There's a guy that lived the life he wanted to.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, smoking up the smokestack.
I guess that's what you want. I don't know. Did he ever smoke on camera?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, did he? Oh, I don't remember. Oh, there you go.
He was, especially a lot of the Westerns, he always had.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There were a lot of cigarettes smoked by John Wayne in movies.
Did you ever hear that recording of him just before he did die? He was at a cocktail party, and they asked him about politics. And he goes, look. Well, a goddamn idea that these sons of bitches, he just goes off on politicians.
Oh, I bet he shared his opinion at every turn. So All right, so 20 packs and 20 cigarettes in a pack, right?
Yes.
So you're paying over like $1.33 now a cigarette. But to smoke 100 a day.
Ooh, that's been.
How long does it take to smoke a cigarette? I mean, 7 minutes, 5 minutes, four? I have no idea.
Seven minutes. That sounds pretty good.
So, okay, 700 minutes. You're smoking almost 7 hours a day, right?
Jeez. Is that right? More than that, I think. I think even more than that. You said 700 minutes?
Yeah. So that's divided by, oh my God, that's 11 hours.
11 hours.
11.66 hours.
So if you sleep 8 hours, you got 4 hours where you're either not sleeping or smoking.
Holy crap. Now, I remember once, this was at one of the pizza places went to. This guy, he would take a bite of pizza, put it down, and pick up a cigarette that he had lit. That is sick. But I would bet you, if you're John Wayne, you had to smoke between eating.
Absolutely. All right, Sandy, we will talk to you next Monday.
Living for it. See you later.
Thanks, Palomino. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. Timmy Lammers join us right after this. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. When you use promo code TOM, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code TOM.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy, too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lina Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Timmy Lammers brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury lawyers seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw and Bryant at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. That's minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Timmy, how are you, sir?
Good, good. Sitting there waiting in the wings. Boy, Sandy loves to talk, doesn't he?
Sandy went on and on there for a bit.
I know this because I talk with him every Monday. I love Sandy, don't get me wrong. I was just telling AJ, bring me in. I'll chat with Bob a little bit before my segment.
I got to be honest with you, Sandy, I don't know. He must be very prescient. I don't know I have to be off by literally the bottom of the hour, by 30, because I have a doctor's appointment I got to get to, and it's, you know, very tight. Yeah. So, Sandy, then there's this, then there's that. Then I got to bring up this. Then I got to bring up, I'm like, oh, my God. The one day I can't stay longer, he runs on forever.
Well, I'll make this quick. While everybody was concentrating on the draft, I was concentrating on tennis.
On tennis?
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm not a big tennis guy. I love playing whenever I played. Now, I'm talking about decades when I played. Oh, okay. But there's this movie called Challengers with Zendaya. And, you know, you wonder at some point, you know, are actors overhyped? I mean, she's, you know, Euphoria, Dune, you know, that's such of a big movie. It's bigger than all the actors, really. But honestly, it's because I really never watched Euphoria. I couldn't have told you how great of an actress she really is. And she is spectacular in this movie, Challengers. It's a tennis drama slash romance. It's about a love triangle. Zendaya and an actor named Mike Feist and another one named Josh O'Connor, who played the younger version of Prince Charles, I believe, in The Crown. Oh. They are the two guys named Art and Patrick. They're longtime buddies. They were doubles partners on the youth tennis circuit. One of them went pro. One of them went astray. But the movie deals in flashbacks. It starts in 2019 with a match between the two guys. But in 2006, both of them meet Zendaya's character, Tashi. They both fall in love with her. And over the course of 13 years, the story tells, you know, about their bitter rivalry. One of them, she was a longtime girlfriend of, and then eventually they broke up, and then she married the other one. So there's a lot of intense romantic goings-ons between the three kids, women, a woman,
and
two guys. Yeah, well, yeah, it doesn't sound right to call them three kids, but yeah, three people. During this 13-year period. So, I figured it would be entertaining enough. I mean, look, I can't tell you I tune into the U.S. Open or anything like that. I'm not a huge tennis fan. Again, I love getting on the court whenever I can. But this is just so incredible, the way it's shot, the way that this director, Luca Guadagnino, got it. An Italian name. Sansevier's easier to pronounce than Guadagnino or whatever his name is. But
okay, you got to do what Don Rickles used to do when he tried to say an Italian name and he couldn't say it. He would go to like, yeah, I was talking to this guy yesterday. His name was like Guido Garza. Arabadandi badundi.
Luca, arabadandi
arabadandi badundi.
Well, he did a movie called Call Me By Your Name, which is a big Oscar deal a few years ago.
Yep.
And this is, again, I just love how inventive some of these directors are in these tennis scenes. It's hard enough to establish something where you got three people in a love triangle and all that stuff that's going on off court. But then when you have the matches, which are so integral to the whole damn thing, it's spectacular because naturally these two friends have become bitter rivals. Again, one is he's become a hugely successful pro, but he's lost his mojo. He needs to find a way to make a comeback. And then the other guy's just down and out. Never grew up, basically. He's just a giant. Now, he is a giant kid. He's living hand to mouth. I mean, he can't even pay for a hotel to play at the match. So yeah, it all comes down to this match, and it's a make or break deal for both of them, and ultimately a make or break deal for all three of them, because again, they were all entangled at one point. So I tell you what, strong movie, man. 8.5 out of 10 on the Lamameter.
And the name of the movie is?
It's called Challengers, stars Zendaya. And boy, I can understand now why she is so big, because this is an unbelievable performance by her, man. You know, and again, maybe it's par for the course for people who have seen her work. But again, I've only seen her really in Dune. And oh, you know what? The Greatest Showman. She was really good in that. I've seen her in a few other things. But yeah, she's really good. We talked about this briefly on Tuesday. Did you watch episode 3 of Under the Bridge?
Not yet, no, because I'm waiting for Catherine to watch it.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense show, man.
It is.
Oh, my God. And to tell audiences, I'm sure you talked about it already, but it's about a real-life case. 1997, this group of seven teens, they bullied and beat the living crap out. She didn't die there, but she mysteriously passed away, or died, murdered, was murdered.
Tim, we're losing you.
Afterwards.
Yeah, we're not getting
And so the investigation
we can't continue
is,
with it.
Hey,
by this cop. Are you
Tim?
Tim, your internet's breaking up here pretty heavily, so I'm gonna bump you out here.
We gotta go. Thank you, Timmy. A great job. But yeah, we gotta do something about his internet. I don't know what the hell that is, but it falls apart at the very end. Kind of like my life.
Yeah, I loved how he goes, "It's a mystery," and then nothing. Like, it's a mystery, and what?
Froze.
The
up.
Mystery is that we don't
maybe
know who's gonna say
that
next.
Was planned.
Yeah,
we gotta figure out how that doesn't happen. That would be very, very nice. What does this say?
Oh, Kristen said to hardwire the router rather than use
hardwire
Wi-Fi.
The router.
Yep. Yeah. Direct
was she
connection.
Crying when she said it?
No. Oh no. I think she's strong today. It's Friday. We're in a good mood.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Lammer is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Lawyers, or as Tim says, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Kristen Bird is up next.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with my Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to NABankCo.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you know how to fix Timmy's deal?
Yes, he needs to get like a ginormous long cord and literally stick it into the router and then stick it into his laptop, and it will solve all of his Wi-Fi problems for broadcast. So
one of you guys could reach out to him and tip him off on that one, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful.
That's what I do. Because honestly, you just never know if you are in an area where Wi-Fi is shaky. I know weather can sometimes affect it. It's just easier. It's a fail-safe method.
Fail safe. I like it.
It is. I just hardwire from now on. Like every time I do like a Zoom or a press junket or you know, here with you in the mornings, just because it's too aggravating to know, like, oh, is my Wi-Fi going to go out this morning?
Yeah. No, it's understandable. What are you going to do? We're listening. John Wayne smoked 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Well, remember, doctors recommended that you smoked.
That's right.
And remember, they would smoke in surgery.
They would smoke in surgery. But honest to God, 100 cigarettes a day.
Can you imagine what his breath smelled like?
That's real nice.
Or imagine kissing that. Like, that is just, like, you're kissing an ashtray.
I would imagine that's probably true. But, yeah, I remember his last appearance before he died. He weighed about 80 pounds, for God's sake. Oh, did he look rough.
Did he pass from lung cancer?
I think so, yeah. I think that's true. I'm not certain about that, but I believe he died of cancer, yeah. Just no thank you. But I just love the fact that in Minnesota now, the highest price for cigarettes in America at $15 a pack. When I quit, when I was 21 years old, it was 31 cents a pack. It's a hell of a jump.
Yeah, that's an expensive habit. I mean, if you're a frequent smoker, that's going to add up quickly.
$60 a day for 4 packs. I mean, my God.
That's a hard pass.
About that. $420 a week. You're talking $1,700 a month to smoke cigarettes.
That's people's mortgage or,
you know. Exactly. What the hell? So what's going on in Hollywood? Anything great coming up?
Well, I'll just add to Tim's praise of Zendaya. I honestly have known Zendaya since she was a baby, since she was like 12.
Oh.
I used to cover a lot of the Disney Channel shows when Disney Channel was kind of like at the height of its popularity. And she was on a show called Shake It Up. And Shake It Up is Disney Channel. And she started with Bella Thorne. And it was so interesting, even in that era when she was a young teen, you knew she was going to be an absolute superstar. Yeah. And then she did Dancing with the Stars when she was 16. Didn't win, came in second, probably should have won, but that's a whole other story for another day. But you even knew then. And I have a clip of myself saying, like, you guys, this isn't the last you're going to hear of Zendaya. She's an absolute superstar. So when she won her Emmy for Euphoria a few years ago, I was like, I called it. I knew it.
Right.
But honestly, she was just someone you knew that was going to be wildly famous. She will win an Oscar one day, too. That's another thing I just want to throw out. Mark my words.
Well, and she's how old now?
I think she's about 24-ish,
okay.
26, somewhere in that range. But yeah, I would say highly recommend 27. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Highly recommend that she you go out and see her movie Challengers this weekend.
Everybody's just raving about it. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. And nice, listen, it's an original story. We're looking for original stories. We're looking for not franchises and things that we've seen over and over again. Here's something absolutely fun. So
I love that. Don't be reading off your monitor. What are you reading, the news?
Me? I'm actually reading what Tim just wrote. Did you see?
No. What did he write?
Tell Kristen that I think Zendaya is an Oscar nominee for Challengers. There you go.
I love how he texts you during the show.
No, it's on.
Yeah,
it's
on the little chat that we have here. Yeah.
Chat.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
you can see it too. It's not a private conversation.
No, I pay attention to the show, not that bullshit.
I'm paying attention to you.
No,
I'm
not
giving you the most up to date news, Tom. We are not here to keep you. We are not gatekeeping here. There are no secrets. None.
No gatekeeping. No.
All right,
let's
talk about this, because I think that this is worthy of a discussion. Ellen DeGeneres is now trying to make a comeback. Mm-hmm. She just recently did a stand-up performance here in West Hollywood the other night. And she's making fun of, and she has to, because she has to address the elephant in the room, obviously, her poor treatment of her employees.
Everybody.
And I'm not even going to say allegedly, because I know people who worked on the show.
Right.
And they had a hard time. She said she's already been canceled twice, once for being gay back in the late 90s, once for being mean. So she's waiting for being canceled for being old. So that is.
I don't remember her being canceled for being gay. Was she?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Well,
so remember, she was like the first major TV star to like really just come out and come out publicly.
Okay.
And if some people, I bet some of your audience will remember, she did a Time cover and it said, yep, I'm gay. And then her Ellen sitcom talked about her coming out, and Oprah Winfrey came on, and a lot of other Laura Dern came on, and it was a big thing. But after she came out in her sitcom, the ratings tanked and the show got canceled.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see. I got to be honest with you. I don't. You know, I grew up Catholic too, where that was a big blah blah blah. Why would I give a rat's ass what you do with your bits and pieces? As long as you stay away from the kids and the dogs, I don't care what you do.
Exactly.
Why would I care about that?
And a lot of heterosexuals, I should say heterosexual straight people need to stay away from. No.
No.
No. I, but I was going to say they need to stay away from the dogs and the kids.
I have never understood that at all. Like, you, what are you doing? It's like, who cares? Why do I care?
No, nobody cares. I mean, people, some people do care, but I was like, no, honestly, this is like, and honestly, representation on TV, this helps a lot of young LGBTQ plus community members. Like when they see themselves represented on TV and film, it actually helps their lives. And it also helps people open their minds a little bit too. Some people's minds can be changed.
Let me put it this way. This might be the reason I am the way I am. Because I grew up Roman Catholic. My mother was big-time Catholic. I loved going to Catholic school. I loved being a Roman Catholic. But I also knew as a little kid, the priests were banging some of the women, and the men were banging some of the nuns. I knew they were. So it's like, don't give me this, you're a married to God deal. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, celibacy is a tough ask, I think.
Can you imagine? I mean, did I care as a kid? No. Like, whatever. It's... You know, what's what people do, right? I still don't understand why Catholicism hasn't changed that priests and nuns should be able to get married. Why not?
I am shocked that the Catholic Church has not welcomed female priests, too. I think that is also a miss because, you know, they're losing a huge part of people going to the church. And I always think, well, you've made it so exclusionary that a lot of people just go, not for me. It's just not for me. It's not how I live my life.
No,
you can still believe in God, but they find other churches that have maybe a more open policy.
You said that wrong. It's not for me. It's none for me. Come on.
None.
I get it.
None. You're punny today.
None for me, man. God, thanks for that noise.
You're welcome. So I'm curious, when it comes to Ellen, if people are going to let her sort of come back. We've let Louis C.K. after his scandal come back.
Mm-hmm. Did we?
Is it harder for someone who is female and gay to come back? That's my question.
I don't think that's the issue. They're both pricks was the issue.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the audience is still there for Louis C.K. I mean, he's selling
out. Really?
He's having no problem selling out his shows.
I never thought he was funny in the first place.
Hollywood loved him for a hot minute.
Yeah,
I remember being at an Emmys or two, and every category was like Louis C.K., Louis C.K. He was winning for writing and for his show. So will Hollywood or fans give her the same opportunity?
I don't know why they wouldn't if you liked her. You know, I was not a big watcher of talk shows, so I didn't really see her show much.
Her
she was on a sitcom for a while. That was good, wasn't it?
She's had a couple of sitcoms you know, they did well. I'm not a huge sitcom. I mean, the sitcoms have to be like, make me roll on the floor laughing to really, really enjoy them. Like an Office, like an Abbott Elementary, because otherwise I'm like, they're okay. But her stand-up back in the day was so good.
Oh,
I don't know what it's like, her stand-up. Yeah, did you ever see it?
You're absolutely, when she was talking about how women pee on public toilets because they won't sit on the seat, how they could kind of circle it while they're peeing.
We do the hot squat, you know. It's like
the hot squat, yeah.
The hot squat.
I thought that was very funny when she
Nobody wants to sit on a toilet seat.
But I know some people that work with both of them and can't stand either one of them.
I would buy that. I would totally buy that, 100%. But someone should go back and look. Ellen DeGeneres used to do an airplane bit about the reclined seats, which now is like barely nothing.
Right.
But she used to do, and it was so funny, and it was so like something just so minuscule, but she made it really hilarious. So
she was funny as a comedian. Never liked her acting, but I thought as a comedian she was very funny. And apparently she's an asshole, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, I mean, behind the scenes, and that was an open secret in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that Ellen was difficult to work with. So when BuzzFeed did the actual deep dive article, which was at some point during the pandemic, a lot of us were like, okay, we knew all this. It's just, it took a long time for it to become mainstream, I guess. And for so many people, they were like, what are you talking about? This is Ellen. She's so funny.
Right.
But remember, two things can coexist in the same space. You can be terrible behind the scenes and amazing on camera.
Well, I mean, look at the squad we got here. I mean, some of the behind the scenes, it's unbearable.
Oh, yeah. AJ we yells a lot.
Yeah.
Is he a diva?
Yeah, AJ's a diva.
It's only blue M&Ms in my bowl in my trailer.
That's
Anything else, no green.
That's right. No green.
I would demand vitamin water only in energy, which is the yellow one.
That's the yellow one?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the best one.
We'll get that done.
It is the best one.
All right. What are you going to do this weekend?
Oh, well, Tevin will be pleased to know that I am actually not just laying on my couch and rotting. I am going to the Magic Castle on Saturday.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I think you guys, what was it? Christoph the Magician came through here at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, he was talking about the Magic Castle. He gave me an open invite, which was really nice. I didn't take him up on it. A friend of ours is performing on Saturday night, Bill Cott. So we are really excited to go and watch him perform. And, you know, you have to get all gussied up to go to the Magic Castle. Guys have to wear suits and ties. Ladies have to either wear, like, a nice jumpsuit, pantsuit, or a dress. And no photos are allowed inside.
Do me a favor. Get drunk and yell out, "You're not funny," and then just leave.
To our friend Bill, that would be really nice.
That'd be really great.
Yeah. You're not funny. Here. Your magic stinks. He gave us complimentary tickets.
I love it.
He's such a good friend, and I can't wait to lose a friend over the weekend, Tom.
Why don't you disappear?
I'm going to yell and scream and be really proud of him because he's a very talented performer.
I love magic, by the way. I know that I don't seem like I'd be the kind of guy that would like magic. I just love magic. It fascinates me.
Have you been to the Magic Castle?
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. You guys need to come out, Tevin, AJ. We'll like hit up Christoph and try and get tickets.
Perfect.
It's a cool experience. Like it is a bucket list item. Honestly, if anyone, you have to know someone who has a club membership to get you on the list.
Yep.
And it's not a cheap night. So I'm going to just warn everyone now, you know, if you have dinner or drinks, snacks, whatever it is, it's not cheap. Parking's expensive, all of that. But it is such a cool night and it makes magic really cool because I feel like people think that magicians aren't really cool, but close-up magic is awesome. The sleight of hand is incredible.
There was a guy, and I don't know how the hell he did it. It was in Los Angeles, but I don't remember where we were, at a restaurant. And this guy walked over, and he had a cigarette in his right hand. And he didn't say who he was or anything. He was just, "How you guys doing? You're having a good time and all the rest of it," and blah, blah, blah. While he's talking to us, we're in a booth, he's standing up. The cigarette moved from his right hand to his left hand about a foot and a half away. And to this day, I still don't know how he did that. I mean, he didn't even bring up that he was going to do it. He just did it. And all of a sudden, I realized there's a cigarette floating in the middle of the air. Like, whoa.
It's so crazy because they distract you. And then you miss how they just moved, whether it's like a wedding ring that they sometimes take or the cigarette or a coin or a dollar bill. And you're like, what? Because you're over here. And they're like,
it's amazing.
So
all
cool.
Right, young lady, we'll have a great weekend and we'll talk to you on Monday.
I will be here with bells on and I will not be crying.
You know what else happened?
And then.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News is brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. That is going to do it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye.